Good morning. We've been doing a series called Basic. Pastor started with fearing God, and Jody talked about following Jesus last week. I missed the fearing God one, but I kind of got the sense when I listened to, they have a DVD. Francis Chan is the one that does this series, and I got a good idea of what fearing God is by listening to that and by following Jesus. Jody took it a little bit interesting last week where she said, yeah, we all make mistakes. Yeah, we all get on each other's nerves. But we all should love each other right where we're at. And that's what fellowship and or that's what following Jesus is all about. When we were here yesterday, we heard a lot of stuff that Vince did for people because he followed Jesus. He followed Jesus. He gave the shirt off his back if he could, because he followed Jesus. He had great faith. Heard that time and time again. He had great faith. He's a great example of what Jesus wants us to be. And yeah, I cried a lot because I'm a crier. When I see somebody else cry, I'm a big crier. I have that empathy for people. But yesterday, it was hard to say goodbye. It was hard to watch people cry. And we know Jesus. We know that Vince is with Jesus. He's dancing. He's got his whole foot back. He's up there dancing with people. He's up there sharing his awesome voice, his God-given gift. He's up there doing that. This weekend, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Pastor talked about the Holy Spirit about a month and a half ago. We did a whole series on the Holy Spirit. So most of this information isn't new. What I found interesting was Francis Chan take on it. He had a lot of questions that he asks in this DVD. He asks, have you received the Holy Spirit? And then he said, how do you know that you received the Holy Spirit? John 14, 16 through 17 says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, comforter, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him. It doesn't recognize him. So as a believer, we should be recognizing the Holy Spirit all of the time. Is it easy? Ask me. Oh, heavens, no. Because I have this problem. I like noise, unfortunately. I can't sit at home without the TV on, or music on, or something, or Karina talking, or even Karina's breathing is good noise for me. I would say snoring, but she doesn't do that. I'm the one that snores. But it's that noise. I have a hard time quieting myself to be able to hear what the Holy Spirit's trying to tell me. And let me tell you, I'm sure he's screaming all of the time because I'm that human being that just has a hard time listening. Nobody else in this place has that problem, right? But you know him. He lives with you now and later will be in you. When we accept the Holy Spirit, he's in us all the time. He's talking to us all the time. We just have to be quiet and hear him. Francis Chan says, there are so many people on the earth who has such a small view of God that they do not see any need to fear him. And then there's millions of Christians or people who claim to be Christians or followers of Jesus, yet their lives look nothing like his. And they don't seem to be concerned about it. Is there people out there that can tell that we're Christians? Are there people out there who can really tell that we live what we believe? Has there ever been a time that you see somebody that you know is a Christian by the way they live their life? Are you that Christian? Can people tell you that you're a Christian by the way that you live your life? Vince, I can use Vince as a perfect example. The whole room was filled with examples of how Vince lived his life like Jesus. Didn't matter if he had a lot. Didn't matter if he was in pain. He did it because he knew what living like Jesus was about. He didn't have to have the best, the biggest and the best of everything. He didn't. He loved people right where they were. Do we limit our view of God? Can you really see this big God that loves you right where you're at? He knows you'll make mistakes. That's why he sent Jesus. Jesus accepted the calling to come to earth and die for our sins. He accepted that for each of us. Do we even see that? We see it every Easter when we think about it. Do we think about it all the time? Do we accept that we make mistakes every day and ask for forgiveness and move forward? Or do we wallow in those mistakes and never move forward? I have wallowed in the mistake for a long time before I found this church, because it was all about a relationship, and I didn't know that. I thought it was religion. I thought it was if you're never going to make it because you're not good enough. I didn't realize that Jesus already took on all of that himself for me. And for each of you, he did the same thing. We're going to mess up every day. He knew that. He prayed for every price of that. He paid every price of that for each of us. Every price. But do we see that big view, or do we just see, oh, we'll make a mistake again? Oh, really? Am I ever going to learn? Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit will tell you. If you listen, you learned. Don't make the mistake again. It's not that important. What's important is you look and follow Jesus and look like him to other people on the earth. Do we see the Holy Spirit move in power in our church? Do we see it? Do we look for it? The praise team was amazing yesterday, the last few days. It was so amazing to see the unity of our church. People come back and show that they love Vince. But the Holy Spirit was so strong for people who care about people. Pastor cares about every one of us. And we care about him. He was in an accident this week. And I hugged him yesterday. Intentionally, even though I didn't hug him hard. Because I love that man. He's an amazing example to all of us. Even though he makes mistakes like the rest of us. Guess what? He's human. But he does the best he can, and he listens to the Holy Spirit the best he can, just like the rest of us. He wants us to grow. He wants people to come in and know that they're loved, because he tries to follow Jesus. Have you been in a church, besides this one, that you know that the Holy Spirit is so strong it makes you fall over? That's why we like to go to California every year. Those people know how to worship. Those people know how to praise. Those people live their life for Jesus. Has the Holy Spirit changed everything in your life? Has the Holy Spirit changed everything in your church? Has the Holy Spirit impacted your life and your church? Nowadays, you can really tell the difference. Can you really tell the difference by the actions of a person who calls himself a Christian versus the action of somebody who denies the existence of Jesus? And do you really see the supernatural power at work when a believer gather together in what they call church? I know, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be straightforward with you. I have struggled from time to time coming to church here because I want people to move. I want people to see the Holy Spirit power. I want people to move. I want people to do things. Guess what I learned this week? It's not my job. It is not my job. I can pray for people, but it's not my job. It's the Holy Spirit's job to move people. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict people. It's the Holy Spirit's job. I don't have to take that burden on. Wow. That was amazing to me. I don't have to take the burden on. It's not my job. I just have to show up and love like Jesus and be like Jesus and help people and do, instead of thinking about myself, think about others. It's not always easy because I want what I want now. I want this building completely full. I want the downstairs completely full of people that need Jesus. What do I need to do? I need to pray. We need to pray together in unity and conviction that we know that people need Jesus. They aren't going to make it through life. They'll be sad. John 15:26 says, "But I will send you the advocate, the Spirit of truth, and he will come to you from the Father and will testify about me." Has the Holy Spirit convicted you of the truth that God loves you, that God needs you, that God wants you to share what you have with others? Everybody in here has gifts and talents. Everybody in here has gifts and talents. And you'll be able to touch somebody that I won't be able to touch. Vince touched people because he opened his mouth. I love the story that his niece read yesterday from the Facebook about the girl that had went to school with him and that they were having early morning seminary and he was waiting for his best friend. And he started singing, I don't remember the song, Puffy Love, outside the seminary building because the window was open. He was singing that song and nobody laughed. They were just listening because he had such a beautiful voice. They heard heaven that day. And she remembered that. That was a great tribute to him because she remembered that and shared it with all of us. Don't ever say that you don't have a gift and talent. Don't ever say that you don't have something to give. Don't ever say that you're not worthy of God's love, because you are. John 16:17 says, "But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you." So Jesus was here on the earth, and he did many miracles and many things. He did great work on the earth, but he was just one man. And he had the disciples, and the disciples, Francis Chan shares the story of him saying, "Wow, Jesus is leaving," and all his 12 disciples, "So if your best friend leaves you, what are you going to do?" Jesus was best friends with these guys. Yeah, they didn't always get along. Do we always get along with everybody we like or don't like? No. He's leaving them, and he's like, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to send somebody to help you." Would you believe that? No, I can only see what's in front of me. And they could only see what was in front of them. Even after he left, they were so sad because he left. Because they didn't see what he was going to do. So he comes back and he comes back and he still tells them, "I'm gonna send you somebody to help you all the time." They're like, "Okay." But he told them to wait. Why did he tell them to wait? Because if they didn't wait for the Holy Spirit, then they would go out and do it in their own power. How many times do we try to do stuff in our own power? Okay, God says, wait. Okay, I'm going to do it anyway. Because his timing is not my timing. And I have no patience. He didn't want him to go out before they got the gift of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he knew that they would get discouraged and be frustrated and unhappy. And then we see where they all go out after they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they do many mighty things. Jesus was only one man. He sent 12 people out. They continued to grow and grow and grow. The greatest stories are in the New Testament. The greatest stories about the things that the Holy Spirit did were in the New Testament. Acts 1, 7 through 8, I'm skipping a few, says, "And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." We all have that Holy Spirit power. Do we use it? Do we use the Holy Spirit power that God has given us? Or do we say, "Oh, that's their job"? I don't want to. Karina listened to the Holy Spirit yesterday. Might not have thought she did, but she did. Who else could get me out? That was the Holy Spirit telling her, your niece needs you. It's not about you. Get your butt out the door. Kay's distracted with you here. Go away. Amen. When I first heard this verse, I want to go. I want to go. Holy Spirit has always saying you're going. And when somebody said, where are you going? Guess what I got? To the ends of the earth. Where's the ends of the earth? I have no idea. There is a place, but I don't know where it's at yet.